First of all, what is the Title IV-E program designed to do?
Okay. The whole ideal of the grant is to improve permanency, safety, and well-being of children. So it is our hope that someday child abuse and neglect will be totally eradicated.
But it's designed to help prepare students for a career in child welfare.
Yes, most definitely. So the primary goal also is to attract students to go to work for the Department of Children and Family Services.
And how did ULM first get involved with this?
This grant was initially written by Dr. Jenny Savage. She was a professor in the social work department, and her specialty was child welfare. And so she wrote the grant, I think, in 1992. It was one of seven universities in the state of Louisiana who wrote the grant and actually received the grant. So, and it actually kind of put ULM on the map, the social work department on the map.
How does the Title IV-E program really better prepare students for a career in child welfare?
Well, what it does is it helps students to realize that child welfare is for them. Most individuals who work in child welfare, they're very passionate about working with families and children. So the whole idea is to get students to go to work for the Department of Children and Family Services. And the child welfare grant prepares them by different trainings. They receive the same trainings that the actual Department of Children and Family Services, who we refer to as DCFS, employees receive. And so they get to go to national conferences. They go to the same trainings that DCFS offers to their own employees. They receive an education that is top-notch from our professors in the social work department, so that they are well-prepared academically to go out and become the social workers that they need to be.
And in return for this, they have really a job waiting for them when they graduate.
Most definitely. In return, they have a job actually waiting for them. And that's the whole purpose of the grant, to offer them the stipend, which is $6,500, get them well trained, and then to actually retain them as a DCFS worker. So ideally, that's what most students do. They go to school, obtain a degree, and then, you know, they want to find a job in that particular degree area. And so this affords them that opportunity.
What do you think has the Title IV program over time has done for the workforce in social work? Because as social workers, the workforce in general has aged, a number of people retiring, and a need for new students.
What it has done is it has provided the social work arena with workers who are well-trained. They are prepared. They have the educational background, the NASW Code of Ethics. That's our Bible that we function by. And so these students are ethical. So they are sympathetic. They possess empathy. So they know how to put themselves in the actual parent's position. You know, they can put themselves in their place and know that on any given day, for stressful reasons, you know, anyone can abuse their child. You know, misdirected anger, whatever, you know, anybody could, you know, if you don't know how to handle stress in a positive way, in the right way, you know. So
what are some other aspects of the grant funding that benefit the state of Louisiana?
Well, aside from the well-trained employees, it also affords faculty members, supervisors who actually supervise the students at their intern site. It affords them the opportunity to attend national conferences. This is like a wonderful benefit, you know, with budget cuts and all. As a social worker, you have to maintain your credentials as a social worker by attending conferences, obtaining continuing education credits, you know. And so this affords them the opportunity to do that. We pay for the travel, the registration, a per diem for the meal, you know. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to do it. And it's on the grant. They don't have to come out of pocket for anything. Not only that, we have a series of what we call Families in Focus seminars, and this is where we bring in well-known national trainers to present child welfare issues and, you know, trainings to the actual employees of DCFS, the Title IV-E students, and the faculty members that ULM in the social work department. And we've had speakers such as Dr. Jaya Jun. He's a well-known speaker across the land, you know, and he speaks on child abuse and neglect also. And so they get to meet these persons, you know, one-on-one, and whereas, you know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity or the finances to actually go out and, you know, attend these trainings, nor the time, you know, with the workloads. So this affords them that opportunity.
So in addition to training students, it's also working to train social workers here in the area to afford development
Definitely.
Opportunities.
So not only are the Title IV students and faculty members allowed to attend these trainings, the Families in Focus seminars, but social workers that are within the community also. And it's a very affordable to them, because if you attend a national conference, you can spend anywhere from $500 to $1,000, whereas we offer these trainings at a very nominal fee, you know, which includes the lunch also. And not only are they receiving contact hours, but they're receiving those CEUs also.
Andrea Savage is the Title IV e-coordinator at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The ULM Social Work Department program is one of seven programs in the state awarded grant funds to help propel its students into careers in social work. Andrea Savage, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.